questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to IRB English Radio. This is Asma, your humble host for today's episode. And you're hearing me from Q&A on Islamic belief, in which we shall discuss some very controversial issues. Well, without further ado, I would like to go directly into the main of discussion. But before that, I would like to introduce my guest. Welcome, brother.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. I'm so happy to meet you here again.
My pleasure.
So here with us, we have Dr. Karimi. And in this episode, we're going to discuss some debatable questions. So stay tuned. Well, today's question is related to love and marriage, which asks, love has to happen after marriage or not? Does it have to happen only after marriage, or is it possible for love to happen before marriage? Is it acceptable?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So basically the question somehow is against the concept of, some of the Islamic laws. According to Islamic laws, we do not believe in the boyfriend-girlfriend relations before them being mahram to each other. And after reciting the contract of marriage, they are mahram to each other. So They say that this is against the concept of love.
And just to explain for the audience the concept of mahram, shall you please give us a brief explanation?
According to the religion of Islam, mahram is referring, when it comes to a man and woman, the mahram women are the ladies who do not need to cover themselves in front of that man. So it includes, for example, his mother, his daughters, his sisters, his aunts, and some other
those
people.
Those who have a blood relation or they have been married to them.
Yeah. Of course, not all the people through blood relations.
Yes, yes.
We have all these details mentioned in the books of jurisprudence. Now, the question says that, okay, according to the religion of Islam, you say that boys and girls cannot have any kind of relation to each other. So they need to get married and then they can be mahram to each other and have relation, which means that before they love each other, they need to get married. But there is no guarantee that when they get married, they would love each other. So somehow this Islamic law is against the concept of love, if we may put it this way.
Yes.
Now, the first point is that, is there a guarantee that those people who loved each other and then they got married, they will be
continue loving each other after marriage
or not? Is there any guarantee? Because these people are looking for a guarantee for love after marriage.
But of course, nothing in life has guarantee.
Nothing has guarantee. So the first point is that not all the people, we are not against the concept of love. We have so many narrations about the concept of love in our books of narrations and the ways that the wife and husband needs to express their love toward each other, toward their children, and so on and so forth. But my point is that there is no guarantee that those people who love, as boyfriend and girlfriend, they love each other and then they get married, but they remained as loving each other after marriage. There is no guarantee. And I think statistics tell us that in many cases also they ended up in divorce as well.
Exactly.
Even people who loved each other before getting married. So it's not a way to undermine the Islamic laws to just say that there is no guarantee. There is no guarantee even for BFGF, relations as well after marriage. The second question is that if we may think of two options, a marriage based on cognition and knowledge and a marriage based on love, which one is preferred? According to the religion of Islam, first and foremost, marriage should be based on understanding and
logic
and recognizing each other of course, love matters, but before that, what matters the most is to know each other.
The person himself or herself.
But unfortunately, what matters in boyfriend and girlfriend relations is that they love each other and they do not see the faults and the deficiencies. And that is why when they get married, they live together. Just then they come to know the realities of each other.
They don't look beyond the person who they are seeing right now.
That's the point. So Islam says that before getting married, go to know each other. And there are many ways. Islam is not, promoting the idea of getting married with
blind eyes
and with a boy and a girl that do not know anything about that. No,
they have
not
no
at
idea
all.
About each other.
Yeah, in the past, we have some so-called traditional families who may have done so. But this is not the Islamic way
exactly.
of getting married.
Exactly, it was tradition. It wasn't about the
religion. It was a tradition,
religion.
And maybe some people thought that this is Islamic, but this is not Islamic. Mm-hmm. This is anti-Islamic. So before marriage, you need to know each other. But does it necessarily mean that this knowledge should be through boyfriend-girlfriend relation? Islam says that no, you can know each other through some ways. One way can be, for example, talking to each other, but the families know about.
They are all aware of what's going on.
They all are aware of that. So when it is done under the control of the families, it means that
no one would get hurt.
Exactly. And all these bad stories that we hear, none of them will happen. So through these dialogue sessions, if you may call it dialogue sessions, boys and girls, they come to know each other. Without touching, of course, they are non-mahram to each other.
They would get the headlines about each other.
Exactly. And they will come to this understanding whether they can match each other or not. And through that, love may happen too. So if they come to this understanding that they match each other, love can happen before marriage too. Mm-hmm.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So my point is that Islam emphasizes on knowing each other before marriage and not on just love, which according to these people requires relation, without being mahram to each other. Islam is against that. Islam is against such relations which are done without the fathers and the parents.
And I guess it's for the benefit of those people. It has been said that way for the benefit of the girl, mostly girls and also boys, because no one would get heartbroken.
Exactly. That's the point. And even another solution for some people, it may help. Some Muslim families also, they try that. And that is the concept of temporary marriage that we have it in Islam. Of course, our Sunni brothers believe that it is only a Shia concept, but we believe that it's in an Islamic. But anyway, for some families, they say that, okay, this boy and girl, they want to know more each other. And we do not want them to fall in committing sins. So they can be mahram to each other for a couple of weeks, for example, for a couple of months through this concept of contemporary marriage. So even they may, for example, touch each other, but within the limits, but through that they may come to a kind of more understanding. So this is, of course, this is not suggested for all the people. For some families, they may think that if they recite the contract of temporary marriage, it can help the boy and the girl not to commit any sin. And after, of course, it shouldn't be too long. All
exactly,
the scholars, this,
that's
that
the
it
point.
Should, because some people go through this relation for a couple of years and then. So, you do not need so much time to come to know each other, to be realistic.
It doesn't take that long to know a person.
And at the end of the day, you will not know each other
exactly
before
going under
each other.
The same roof.
Exactly. This is a reality. But anyway, this is a solution for some people. who want to know each other more and maybe to be away from any kind of scene, but more practically maybe to talk to each other, but with the control of the families.
Within limits.
It helps a lot. The next point is that, as I mentioned, Islam is a pro-love religion, and we have so many narrations in this regard. Islam, especially when it comes to the men, the husbands, encourages them a lot to express their love toward their wives. So we shouldn't think that, okay, this is, Islam is the religion which is against the concept of love. No, this is not the reality. In one tradition, one of the infallible says that قول الرجل لمراته, if a man tells his wife that I love you, it will not be removed from her heart at all. So Islam emphasizes on the concept of love.
But after marriage.
After marriage, of course. This is one point. And the second point is that love has some, levels. So I believe that if a marriage is based on knowledge, which Islam emphasizes on a lot, then love happens naturally speaking too. Especially if we take into consideration the Islamic advices in this regard. Like for example, saying your feelings, like buying gifts, mm-hmm. and so on and so forth. So if a life of the spouses are based on Islamic laws, and before that the marriage is based on knowing each other, on recognition, on cognition and knowledge, I believe that love will also be there, gradually speaking. And of course, no one can say that this is love and this is not love. Mm-hmm. It has levels, it has stages. So, and of course, we need to also say that there are some practical ways for increasing our love. There are some practical ways. For example, in this case, we have some narrations and we have some advices by the psychologists, for example. We need to spend time if we want to have a life based on love. We need to be together, as
spouses. It takes time to buy a heart.
Exactly, that's the point. And to express your love is very important, especially for men out there. Many of them, they are not ready to express their love. Of course, deep in their heart, they love. But Islam says that, no, it's not enough. Just express your love.
To show
women
it.
Women like to hear that from you.
Mm-hmm.
So to put it in a nutshell, we mentioned that this question somehow is trying to mention that Islam is against the concept of love, and the marriage based on love is guaranteed, but Islam says that there is no way to love each other before marriage. We said that, first of all, is there any guarantee that boyfriends and girlfriends who love each other
end up having
a long life with love? No, in many cases, it doesn't continue.
They
like
fall
that.
Into divorce.
Yeah, and we said that Islam puts emphasis on marriage based on knowing each other, and we believe that a marriage based on knowing is much better than a marriage which is only based on love,
mm-hmm.
without knowing each other. And Islam has many ways for knowing each other, like, as we said, talking under the control of the
families
and the parents, and in some cases maybe being mahram for a short time. And third, we said that Islam, when you get married, Islam has so many ways for advancing love among the spouses, like expressing, like buying gifts, and so on and so forth.
So, as we see, Islam is not against love, but what happens is that it is against forbidden relationships,
exactly.
which is going to hurt both sides, the girls and the boys. After all, I would say thank you for listening. This was all the time that we had for today. Until another session, I bid you farewell and I leave you to the protection of God.
Inna إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن